The Institute of Child Nutrition is proud to present iBites. Here you will learn about all aspects of child nutrition programs, from research to resources, from oral histories to best practices. Each iBites episode features a wealth of information to help promote the continuous improvement of child nutrition programs. I'm Dr. LaWanda Morse, the Associate Director of Grants at the Institute of Child Nutrition, and I will be your host. Today we are excited to have with us ICN's web developer, Mr. Peter Cleary. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
So we are excited because we have a brand new website.
Yes.
So as our web developer, I'm going to let you tell us about it.
Okay. Well, I came on board at ICN in 2013, and this project started back then because our website hadn't been updated since about 2008 as far as user interface and technology. So we had to build a new site while we maintained the old one. And we had this plan to do it in maybe a year, and it took a lot longer. We had to comb through thousands and thousands of resources and get them all organized, and then they would get updated while we were organizing them. So eventually, everything came into place, and probably over the past 4 years, we kind of stripped away what was on our old site and repurposed it as needed so people could start. We could kind of test new technology. And then June 4th of 2018, we launched the new ICN.org.
And it looks so awesome.
Thank you. It's a very exciting. It's a labor of love, and we're real excited that it's a responsive design. So we're really trying to catch up with where technology was going with mobile and tablets and kind of easy to get. The old site was kind of early web, and so you'd have to click three pages just to get to something. And now we're trying to get it to where you can get what you need or search for what you need instantly.
Well, what I love about, one of the things I love about it is it's so fresh looking. Like, you open it and it's so bright and our colors are so prominent and it's just so fresh.
Yeah, we wanted to, and we like to keep the content fresh. We have a nice slider where we put a lot of our latest news, like our podcast and quick access to training and different events going on at certain times of the year. So, you know, we update it. We want people to keep coming back. And so we add new slides every week. And then there's just big boxes you can click on, because a lot of user interface testing show why Pinterest is so popular, is because they have like a grid of blocks that you just click on. And, okay, you know, it's all about user experience. And so we're trying to meet that. We have some other neat thing. One of the things we didn't have, we have an A to Z resource index, which everybody really loves.
I love that, yes.
And you can just go there and click on the letter and find what you're looking for. And if you can't find it, you can search for it. And if you still can't find it, you can contact us and we can help you find it.
You know, in the old website, or do you say on the old website,
I guess?
On the old website, when you were looking for something, you would go to the document library. And sometimes I felt, even as an employee, felt like you would just get lost in the mounds and mounds of resources. Yeah. So that A to Z feature and the search feature are great.
Yeah. And then we also, and we have, with newer technology, obviously, we can do new things. And so we also made pages based on a lot of things like school nutrition and CACFP and food safety. And so you can go to the food safety page and get everything, and they're nice little toggles, so it's not, you don't have to scroll a lot, and you can see, you know, food allergies, food safety, using a thermometer, different resources, and you can just click and get them right there.
I think one of the cool things, talked to Ginger Gregory earlier this week. She's going to be featured on our or I guess at this point will be our last podcast, because you're coming up. Hopefully this one will post in, let's see, October.
Okay.
Ginger will be September. So one of the things she talked about was how with the e-learning portal, they really worked really hard to listen to the customer base. Mm-hmm. And so you've referenced that two or three times.
Yes, we did. We talked to people when they would come into the building for training and get their feedback on some mock-ups of the page. And then we talked to our National Advisory Council members when they were here. And we did a whole session on what they liked and disliked about the current site and showed them some ideas of we had split off kind of our news component of the ICN site, which was kind of a beta model of what the new ICN website looks like now. And we tested that out and they really liked that. So we kind of ran with that look and feel, and here we are.
So where are we with average number of hits right now?
Right now, in the last 3 months, we're averaging about 30,000 unique visitors a month.
That is amazing.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Outreach.
And they're spending an average of about 3 minutes per person on the site. So that's pretty good. Our download of resource numbers are, we're still working on getting our tracker for downloads working. It's kind of been buggy. But the downloads work. We have over 1,580 resources people can choose from.
That's insane.
And so, yeah, it is. And it's a lot to manage that, and we have to update them regularly, but they can go get those. We also have seen a lot of increase in sharing of our content on social media. People
wow.
are coming and reading our newsletter, the iBytes newsletter, and the podcast. Podcast is really taken off, and we can see that they're sharing those to their social channel and their
That's
friends.
Great.
And so I think the new, it's not necessarily, it used to be Web 2.0, but that was 5 years ago. So I'm sure we're on Web 3.0. But a lot of that kind of what I call the conversation prism of using your website as the core hub for, you know, informing people is starting to spider web out
right.
to social channels, and, you know, audio and video. Our YouTube channel has grown, I think, over 100% since April. I think we had about 34,000 views in the past 3 or 4 months.
That's
on
great.
Our YouTube channel. And a lot of those, we've moved our videos over there just for limiting the load on our website.
Right.
But, you know, people just go to YouTube and can search Institute of Child Nutrition, and we have a whole channel. So
tell us a little bit about the other social media outreaches that we have. That's something that we haven't touched on a lot.
Right. We're on every social platform: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, Vimeo, I think covers all of them. And YouTube and Vimeo, mainly we put a lot of our training video resources there, and we've categorized them. We just finished a couple weeks ago. All the culinary techniques have been put onto like a YouTube playlist, so you can just
nice.
Go through all of them. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll get a notification whenever we add content. All our social channels are doing really well. We had a really good graduate intern, Julie LaBerge, who did our social media for the past couple of years, and she just graduated. So we're trying to keep her momentum going. Yes, and it's funny. I think our highest growing area is Instagram right now.
Interesting.
So Julie was really big on that, and Twitter has really grown over the past quarter. But overall, we're doing really well on all social networks, and people can find us anywhere.
What's the easiest way, if I've never connected with ICN through some of those social media platforms, to find?
Probably the easiest way is to go to the website, theicn.org, and up at the top right there are icons for each social channel, and you can click
Very
on
good.
Those because we don't have consistent naming in the social channel, but you can search any, you know, Institute of Child Nutrition on any social network and we'll come up. But the website, definitely, it's in multiple locations, and you can see it in the e-newsletter. There's links in there. So, and you can sign up for our email on the website and get, you know, whatever you want, whether you're in school nutrition or daycare. We've got you covered.
So tell us where they would go on the website. Can you give us an idea of where they go to actually sign up for that?
Sure. You can go to the ICN.org/iBites, B-I-I-B-I-T-E-S, and that will take you to our iBites news page, which is kind of like a blog, and we put our latest stories. And on that page, there's a sign-up. You put in your email and your name, and I think, you know, whether you're a school nutrition or CACFP, and then when we send out emails, you will get our news.
That's great. So yeah. You did mention that, like, if a new resource is posted, mm-hmm. they get notification of that as well?
Yeah. We send out a quarterly newsletter, and okay. then we usually send emails out when we have new resources launched. We're probably the next phase of the website will be to incorporate like an RSS feed or a notification that people mm-hmm. kind of like if you have an app on your phone and it says, you know, you get a notification from your app that something's going on. We'll probably move in that direction so you can get as many notifications as you want, whether it's, you know, a resource or a video or a upcoming training. Our two biggest things, I think, coming up will be the calendar, the training calendar, and, you know, notifications where you don't have to get, because I hate to really say this, but one of my student workers told me email was for old people. So
my children tell me that Facebook is for old people.
Yes, I hear that too, but
that know, hurts my heart a little
it,
bit
because
I'm not old people yet, I don't think.
But there's new technologies on the web that have kind of pulled from mobile phone apps with the notification system. And so you'll just get an alert on your browser that, hey, ICN has something new. So
that's
people
cool.
can look for that.
So for those of us who may not be super techie, mm-hmm. you mentioned about it being mobile friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us exactly what that means.
Well, what responsive design is kind of a theory of designing websites to what they call snap at different screen sizes. And so when you're designing a site, you do it on a grid, and then that grid is based on actually an architectural principle of 12.
Interesting.
Yes. And I come from a graphic design background, so I've really got into the whole theory of grids and how column layouts and things like that. And so what you do is you design it based on the size of your computer screen, and then you go down to the size of a tablet, whether it's landscape or portrait, and design that way. And then and if you scale your screen on the website, you'll notice it collapse at different breakpoints. And so when you get down to your mobile phone size, it'll do that. And then for we're probably going to really work on our mobile look. Right now, we've stripped out the slider. Just, you know, the big thing that worries mobile users is bandwidth consumption.
Sure.
And so we're going to kind of streamline it so people can still get it and download a resource and read it if they need to. If they're sitting in the kitchen and want to have an answer to something while they're working, they'll be able to get it. And we'll take out a lot of the bells and whistles on mobile and get straight to the info people need.
That's great. That's so friendly for your people who we find are not the old people.
Right.
Who use their mobile phones for so much and mm-hmm. that instant access of information.
Yeah. That's kind of what technology is all about, is getting instant access to answer a question.
So for somebody who hasn't been to our new website,
mm-hmm.
when they go to the new website, what's the first thing they need to do? Do they have to register? Can they just look around?
No, they can look around. The first thing they'll see, which is what we call above the fold, kind of like it's an old newspaper term. And you'll see the slider, which is usually got three or four slides that rotate through of current events, current activities. Like we launched a new KPI resource, key performance indicator. So we wanted to alert people about that, and you can just click on that slide, and it'll take you right to the resource.
Saw the podcast there the other day.
That's right. Podcast is on there. Our new STAR initiative is on there. And then below that are kind of some of our core. We did what are called flip boxes, and it has six little green boxes that can take you kind of where you need to go if you're in school nutrition or CACFP or if you're looking for research from our applied research division. And then some of our other areas, you know, face-to-face trainings and e-learning portal, you can get quick access to all those. And then you can just scroll down the page. The front page has kind of embraced a new, instead of clicking and going to a new page, for lack of a better term, I'll call it a trend, is a single page scroll where a lot of content is on one page. And that comes from mobile too, where people just swipe.
Got it.
And you don't have to click and wait for a page to load. And so you can scroll down and then you can see, our latest news. There'll be a little block with maybe our four latest upcoming trainings pulled from our calendar. And then you can click and see our entire calendar of training. And that's searchable by location and category, broken down by what we offer.
So one of the things I know people search for frequently is how to request a training.
Right.
What's the easiest way to get to that spot?
The best way to do that is to go on the top menu or there's a face-to-face training block. And from there, you can see a list of the trainings we offer. And on each one of those is a kind of what this training does, how many hours you get for it, what's involved. And on the bottom of every one of those, it says, click here to request training. It's a big green button.
That's pretty easy.
And on the home page, there's a contact us on the top menu of every page. So people can contact us and request training. So we made it pretty easy to get, and we try to get it right here, big green button. Click here
so
to
you
request
can't miss
training.
It, right?
Yeah. And we wanted to really give them a breakdown, though, on what was required first. So we gave them a bunch of info on, how many people need to sign up and, how much time in advance we need. Just kind of the logistical info that users need. And then they can read that and be informed and contact us and get signed up.
That's super. One of the other things I think is really cool is not really content related, but you hear of all the specialists who are working on the information, mm-hmm. or maybe you hear about the training team, or you're working on a training and you've been contacted by so-and-so and you have no clue who that person is.
Right.
The About Us section,
yes.
I absolutely love.
Great. Yeah. It's very, we're made up of four divisions. And so we decided to just break it down into tabs that tell you about each section of ICN, and then we have a staff directory that is on there, and you can find out, I have to ask Peter a question about the website, and you can go down and you can find me and click on there and get my info.
I like that.
And
I think that's awesome. I love being able to see
who you're dealing with.
Who
yes,
you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Put a face with a name.
Especially in technology, because a lot of times you just think it's a answering machine or a voicemail in the middle of a room, and it's good to have a real person on the other end of a communication.
Which is also awesome when they call our 1-800 number.
Absolutely.
Because
yes.
they don't get the answer machine.
No,
it's
they
a
get
real
a person.
Person.
Yeah, and they can call our help desk, or they can submit a contact us, and go straight to our help desk, and we'll get a support ticket in and help them super fast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that you think would be useful to our listeners?
One of the things that we really have, and we're continuing to improve, is there's a couple of the research source search. And there's a green bar on the right side of the homepage, and it says search resources. And you can click in there, and you can even split it up by category. And we've created tags, like hashtags almost, for different areas. And so you can say, I'm looking for something about peanut allergies. And you can type that in, and all of our resources will pop down. And you don't even have to click on them to go to them. You can download them right from your search results.
Nice.
And so we're really working on making searching get you what you want in the fastest amount of time. And we kind of had to modify some code to get to that, and we keep working on it to improve it. And now that we've launched it, we're kind of monitoring what's working, and you'll see it evolve because, with all technology, it's constantly changing.
Right.
So, but we're really proud of that search function and our resource library. It's serving us well for ease of posting content so people can download it and, have the most accurate, up-to-date info.
I think one of the other sites that are part of our website we haven't mentioned is the archive site.
Yes.
The photo, the timeline.
Yes, the Child Nutrition Archives, which is kind of our next phase of we broke it apart when I got here and updated it immediately and kind of made it its own sub-site of the ICN. And right now we're working on, we'll probably be working over the next 6 months to a year to bring in another web developer and have them redo the archive site. But right now we've got some really neat stuff. You can click on Child Nutrition Archives on the main ICN site and go over to there, and you can search the timeline, which has its great history of child nutrition timeline. It's really interactive. There's a bunch of photo galleries where you can even download the high res. A lot of people they used to email and say, oh, I love that photo of the bread making in schools in 1948. Mm-hmm. Could I get that to put on my wall? Well, now you can go there and you can click and download a high res version and print it on your own and frame it and put it in your kitchen.
That's great.
So yeah, all our resources are free and available.
I told when Ginger did her interview for the podcast the other day, we talked about the big F word. Mm. She goes, what's that? I said, it's free. Yeah. We like the F word.
Oh, yes.
Here.
We love. Usually when we put stuff up with free, it's all caps.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's so, a big thing. Yeah,
absolutely. And a lot of people are, you know, oh, I'd like to download. We have some verbiage about, end user printing and what they can do with it. And it's pretty much, yeah, you can't sell it, but download it and use it in your kitchen and your school and for your employees. And it makes me want to go print one of those retro bread making photos.
That would be cool. There you go.
You can decorate your house with it.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
And then there's a great oral histories of, you know, all the greats in child nutrition and from USDA. And we're starting to get more interactive with that. There's a lot more video oral histories, and that's just going to grow as we kind of shift towards the archives being the next phase of what we bring into the new ICN site.
So it's not just training resources. There is a wealth of information.
Wealth
out
of
there.
Info, absolutely. And we like that about our we haven't implemented commenting on our website, but we like that about our social channels is we get to allow users to engage, and they tell us their story, and, you know, they can comment and say, oh, I love this resource, or I went to this training, and, you know, we're starting to use some of those, and we've built a little slider on the homepage of some of our kudos and compliments that people have gotten from training, so that's really exciting. And then we've got a ICN by the numbers where we update it monthly with how many trainings we've done, how many online course registrants we have. And so we're really excited that we can kind of have this dynamic data and let people know how ICN is reaching everyone in the U.S.
That's phenomenal. Well, Peter, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day and
absolutely
telling us a little bit about the new website.
Great.
So until next time. Tune in next month for more iBites. And until then, remember, there's nothing more important than the health and well-being of our nation's children. This project has been funded at least in part with federal funds from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service through an agreement with the Institute of Child Nutrition at the University of Mississippi. The contents of this publication do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, nor does mention of trade names, commercial products, or organizations imply endorsement by the U.S. government. The University of Mississippi is an EEOAA Title VI, Title IX, Section 504, ADA, ADEA employer. In accordance with federal law and U.S. Department of Agriculture policy, this institution is prohibited from discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, age, or disability. To file a complaint of discrimination, write USDA Director, Office of Civil Rights, Room 326W, Whitten Building, 1400 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 202-50-9410, or call 202-720-5964. USDA is an equal opportunity provider and employer.